Zohar, Chokli Yisrael, Parshas Toldos, Day 2, taken from 139b. A verse from the Parsha, Vahi Rav Ba'aretz, and there was a famine in the land. Milvada Rav Rishon, besides the original famine that was in the days of Avram. Rav Yehuda Pasach, Rav Yehuda opened the discourse and explanation. Laman, he said a verse from Tilim from Psalms 11. Hashem Tzadik Yivchon, Hashem test the righteous of Rosh Avyoiv Chamas Chsana Nafsho. And the wicked, one who loves unrightful gain, his soul hates. The first letters of these words. Chamas Chsana Nafsho. His soul hates. One who likes unrightful gain is Nachash, the snake, because that selfishness of a person who's looking for something that's not his comes from the original snake. Kamo Ovdoi de Kutcher Bichum Estaknin. How the works of Hashem are so set up, so fixed up beautifully. He exclaims, "V'chol madi u'avod, and whatever he does, kula al dina ukshot. It's all on judgment and truth. Dina is from malchus, and kshot, truth is tiferes. There's unification. That everything Hashem does comes from the unification of His divine attributes shining in the world. Kamod ksiv is written in Dvarim Deuteronomy 32. Asur tamim polo, the rock of the universe, his work is perfect. He called rechav mishpot because all of his ways are judgment." Kelim Munah, Lord of Faith, Vein Ovel, there's no unrighteousness in him. Tzadik V'yashahu, he's righteous and upright. Tochasi, come see a new revelation. London, Kutchabrichuli, Adam, Kadma, the Holy Blessed be He did not judge the original man, Ad the pocket lay the Tuelte, until He commanded him for His benefit. What does this mean? How could Hashem judge a person before He commanded him? But it means that Hashem did not seek to fix up a person. In and of Himself, He gave a person a system of rules and regulations for his own good in order he should be able to fix himself up, which is something very special, the whole point of creation, that we should be able to work for our reward and work for our closeness to Hashem. That his heart and will, heart is from Bina, and his desire, his will is from Keser, these fears that everything else is drawn after should not be turned to another place, Chas Hashem, to the other side, to be away from Hashem. Begin lo yistov, nor he should not become impure. And he did not guard himself over al pakuda de mare, and he transgressed the commandment of his master. Labasa came afterwards, Dunle Dina, he judged his judgment. Hashem did judge him. And despite this, lo Dunle Kirikochazila, he didn't judge him as it was fitting for him. He didn't give him the strict punishment that he would have deserved. Orechime Rugze, and he lengthened him his anger. Hashem was patient, Viskaim Yomachad, and he endured one day, but not one of his own days, as it says, on the day you want to eat from the tree, you'll certainly die. But Hashem gave him the lax. He lightened him for the punishment, made it, gave him one of his own days, Diyu Elef Shnin, which is 1,000 years. So Hashem let the first man live like one of his own days, 1,000 years, instead of dying on one of his own days, which would have been 24 hours. Mar, except Inon Shivin Shanim, the Masele David Malkal, those 70 years that he gave to King David. That's why Adam Rishon lived only 930. Because as the Medrash says, that Hashem showed to Adam Rishon all the generations that would be in time to come, and he saw the soul of David HaMelech, that it had no time in the world, was destined not to live, to be miscarried, and he gave him therefore 70 years out of his own life, and therefore instead of living to be 1,000, lived to be only 930. He saw that the world needed David HaMelech to fix it up. Lo havalei migar meklum, that David didn't have anything of his own. He comes from the sphere of Malchus, which has no light of his own, must receive from the others, must receive from something else. He gave the no in the same vein, lo donle the bar noshka of doi bishin diu avitadu. He doesn't always judge a person according to his bad deeds that he does. If so, lo yochel alma is kaima, the world will not be able to endure. Ela kutcher bichu orech rugze, but the only best be he lengthens his anger. Yim tzadikaya with the righteous, vim yishayim with the wicked. Yasem yim tzadikaya more than with the righteous. Give them more patience, even though lechor they're wicked, so they should deserve to get less than the righteous. Vashin gives them more because he sees they need it more. And sometimes also there's greater light hidden in the wicked people than in the righteous. Yim yishayaya, why does he have this patience with the wicked? Begin the yisuvin b'shuv teshlemta, nor they should return in perfect repentance. These kaimun b'hai alma, that they should endure in this world, v'almad asi in the world to come. Kamoah d'chsiv is written in Yechezkel Ezekiel 33. Chayash honi num Hashem. As I live, Hashem says, in other words, as if it were, it's so important that Hashem is willing to swear by His own lifetime. It's such an important thing that He wants we should endure. Imlach b'otz m'leis ha'meis, Hashem says, I don't want that the wicked should die, but rather he should shuvu v'chiyu, ki mishuv v'asher b'dako v'choyet, that the wicked should return from his ways and live. Madini should live in this world, Nasi live in the next world. Because this Orich Rug Zeilon Todi, he always lengthens his anger to them. Or there's another reason why Hashem is patient with them. Or begin the Ipuk Minhon Gizatova Ba'alma, in order to bring out from them a good branch in the world, meaning from their children. Kamod Apik Avrami Terach, just like Avram was a tzaddik, righteous, he brought out from Terach, who was his father, who was wicked. Diyu Gizatova, Avram is a good branch, and not only that, Veshor Shavuchul Kotova Ba'alma. He's a root and a good portion for the world, meaning for all succeeding generations. Came out of him something that would endure and give good to the world all the time. But the Holy One, blessed be He, is exacting with the righteous all the time. All deeds that they do begin the yada lo yistun lemina u'smala, because He knows that through this they won't turn to the right or to the left. Begin kach, because of this avchen lon, He tests them. La beginning, not because of Himself. Hashem doesn't need to prove them. Because He knows their inclination and the strength of their faith. Ella, but rather, why does Hashem have to test the righteous? Begin la aroma reisheyon, in order to raise up their head. The head means chacham bina v'das, the upper three sephiros, which means what's inside of them that the world would know about unless Hashem gave them a chance to show it through testing them. Beginai, because of them. Begigav nedor, in the same vein, ovid leili Avram, the same way He did to Avram. It's written in Bereishis Genesis 22, ve'elokim yisas Avram, and Hashem tested Avram. My nisav means tested, actually comes from a terminology of haromas nes, lifting up a banner. Kamod adam, as you find, it says in Isaiah 62, Isaiah rimu nes, lift up a flag. Su nes, lift up a banner. Orim digla dilei leva, lift up his flag. V'chol alma in the whole world. Rafa gavdo itmar, you know it's said, begin do kutcher bichu orim digla di Avram b'neon de kula. The Holy One, blessed be He, raised up the flag of Avram in the eyes of all, that everyone should see how He loves Hashem. And through this, Hashem's honor is revealed. So Hashem, the tzaddikim, they're considered, they're thinking all the time, they take into consideration the honor of Hashem, and through this, they honor Hashem, and Hashem gives His honor to rest upon them. It says in Kutub Ran Vav, sixth lesson, that one who gives honor to Hashem, the divine honor rests upon him. So neither Dodi, V'Dodi, Li, I am for my beloved, the tzaddikim, do everything for the honor of Hashem. My beloved is to me, Hashem does everything for their honor. So this relationship brings out the perfection of everything above and below. How to exceed that is written, Nisas Avram, He lifted up Avram. That's why He tested him. When the whole world saw that He's willing to sacrifice Yitzchok, His special son, so they saw how much He loved Hashem, and Hashem considered Him His choice special servant. To this the honor of Hashem and the honor of Avram was revealed to the whole world. Oh, Hachi, also similarly, Kutcher Bichu, Holy and Blessed Be He, begin La Roma, Dikla, the Tzadikaya, in order to raise up the banner of the righteous. Iu, Bachin Lon, He tests them, La Roma, Reishayu, Bechol Amo, to raise up the head in the whole world. And this ties in the beginning. Opening verse, He explains in the parasha that Hashem tested Yitzchok, that there was a famine in the land, and he wanted to leave Israel, and Hashem told him he shouldn't leave. And he had trust in Hashem, that Hashem would sustain him, Hashem saved him. And through this, we can understand why, even though the tzaddikim, the righteous, Hashem still tests them, in order just to do good to them, and to raise them up, and their honor in the whole world.